Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the Mother Archetype. Now that we are fully embraced by summer, and the land is lush with summer's bounty, we welcome the archetype of the Mother. She is majestic in her bearing. She animates all matter, and her full-figured beauty symbolizes the Earth herself. She wears the constellations as her jewelry, and the sky as her flowing cloak. The Mother Archetype was part of the universal Great Goddess in her totality as Maiden, Mother, and Crone. We associate the Mother aspect with gentleness and unconditional love. She is the one who gives birth, who nurtures children, and cares for all who need loving kindness. But the Mother Archetype includes much more than these qualities. The Mother is also the Queen, the one who occupies her seat of power and rules over the Earth and all of Earth's beings with wisdom and compassion. The Queen is the wise dispenser of resources and rules the energy that flows through all beings so that all may participate in the great web of life, because she loves her creation with a heart as big as the universe. In a temple in the Acropolis in Athens, there is a mural of the goddess Athena from the era when she was still worshipped as Great Mother and Queen. She sits on a chair, smiling with her arms outstretched to her people, who hold up baskets of fruit and grain as gestures of gratitude for all she provides. Another example of the Mother Archetype as Queen is the Vedic goddess Savitri, the bright noon goddess of the sun. Savitri gave birth to all beings and created all aspects of human culture, including writing, sacred scripture, speech, logic, mathematics, music, units of measurement, the seasons, smithcraft, and metallurgy, so that humans could prosper. The Mother Archetype is also the lawgiver and judge. It is the mother energy that seeks fairness and justice. The Mother as judge is a paragon of reason and mercy who decides the affairs of people so that individuals, communities, and nations can live in harmony and peace. The Mother Archetype is also the defender of the land. Some might even call her the warrior who protects the helpless, defends the weak, triumphs over oppression, ensuring that the motherland continues to nourish and support all those who depend on it. The Mother Archetype is gendered female, because only the female body can give birth. But the Mother Archetype can be any gender, really, because anyone can contain Mother energy. We embody Mother energy when we engage in activities such as tending farmland, repairing machinery, maintaining houses, educating those who are in need of learning. We embody Mother energy when we experience deep emotion, when we love and laugh and weep. We all experience Mother energy when we sustain connections with family, community, and the Earth, and when we work for justice, equality, and peace, for these are some of the core values of the Mother Archetype. Another manifestation of the Mother Archetype is the Mother Goddess Group, Mother Goddesses who work together to sustain the flow of life energy. There are many examples from around the world. The Gnas of Vedic tradition were called the Seven Mother Streams. Other Vedic mother goddess groups who created and protected life were the Kritikas, the Dakinis, the Shaktis, and the Matrikas. Norse tradition had the Vana mothers, who turned the mill of the world to continuously create new life. Also the Asynjur, who held daily council to mete out justice, and the Valkyries, who defended the land. The Imamau were the ancient Welsh mother goddesses who, together, birthed and nurtured life. Teutonic tradition had the Wiebenfrauen, the white women, who managed the flow of life energy. The Tibetans had the Hlamos, the eight divine mothers. The Iberians had the Matres, the Franks had the Bondam, the American Plains Indians had the Seven Sisters, and so on, and so on, and so on. The mother goddesses in group symbolize the concept that all must act in community with one another, be the embodiment of power with, not power over. For it is through the mothers as a group that the fundamental meaning of the mother archetype is realized. It takes a whole lot of mothers and those who embody mother energy to protect and maintain the flow of life energy within our local, regional, and global biosystems so that our children and every other living being can thrive and be happy and at peace. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.